are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Outspoken Radio with Donnie and friends right here on LA Talk Radio.
That's right, everyone. You're listening to Outspoken Radio, where we come to you live every Monday night. I am Donnie Meacham.
And I'm Rebecca Tripp.
And welcome to this lovely day in November. I can't believe it's already November 15th.
I know.
This year
crazy
is
pants.
Gone.
It's gone. Just flying
scary,
by.
Scary, right?
Like nobody's business.
Scary. Don't forget, guys, you can check out our website. If you could please check out our website, because I think it was on Friday night, I spent about 7 hours tweaking the new website. It finally got the new website up and going.
It looks real good.
Somebody needs to go take a look at it.
Yeah, take a look at it.
Go look at our website. It's outspokenradio.net, and you can see all about our upcoming guests, the past guests that we've had, and blah-de-blah-de-blah.
All about the blah-de-blah-blah. And the blah-de-blah-blah stuff. Yeah. And but it looks really good.
It does look good, really, right? Good, it looks so much better than the other one. Even though the other one looks good, but...
Yeah, the other one was good, but you're not even a professional web designer.
At all.
You did this, and it looks profesh.
And don't forget, if you miss any show, you can listen to the archive on the LA Talk Radio page. And also, you can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. So
do that.
We hope you guys do that.
Sometimes Donnie just tunes out. He doesn't.
I forget my train of thought, and then it just totally loses my mind.
That's what I fill in the blanks.
What'd you say?
I fill in the blanks.
That's what you're here for, girl.
But you know what?
Blanks,
you know what, though? I'm not on Vicodin today.
So welcome back.
No tooth pain. She's
no tooth pain, no Vicodin pain, no nothing. She's with us, girls. And
completely
guys,
in our
eyes.
Although last week was a really good show.
Last week was
a great show.
Danny Coffey coughed. Key was wonderful.
Yeah,
he really
was super great.
Speaking of shows, I have a little surprise for everyone out there. If everybody remembers this little segment that we had on LA Talk Radio, these are people that if we had the chance to hook up with, we would.
And even if we are in a relationship,
that would be Becca.
Possibly get in a relationship at any point in time. These top fives are sacred, and
sacred.
We can if we run into them at
our
Trader Joe's,
would
we can
have to
sex
be
with
okay
them.
With
yeah,
this.
We can have sex with them at Trader Joe's. It was really pushing that.
Yes.
We can have
you
sex with
pushing.
Them wherever.
You wanted to make sure. So,
well, I did.
That was the members of our top
so
five.
I'm going to do mine.
Artist and actor, Tom Beard. Ooh. He is currently on.
Wait, what'd you just do? That's Tom, he's now on your top five.
Wow.
Hush your mouth.
First off, the
I got to get through Fatburn.
And actor,
you know, Fatburn
Tom
Beard. Artist and actor, Tom
Beard.
Artist and actor, Tom Beard.
All right, everybody.
On the Young
everybody
and the
who
Restless.
Listens knows that you're challenged.
Challenge. I'm physically and all about him. We will pick
girl, we need to just stop that. Just that was a real good attempt. That was a really good attempt.
Really good attempt to try.
It would have been super awesome if we could have had that, because I think that
if I would have executed it perfectly. Well, what I was trying to do was show the fact that somebody who was in my top five, we have booked on the show.
So you get to have sex with him if he's in studio.
If he's in studio. But I don't think he is, because he's based out of Canada. So that gives it away. It is Adamo Ruggiero from Degrassi, The Next
Degrassi.
Generation. And we also had, remember we had Rob Williams and Rodney Johnson here from Guesthouse Films, who made the movie Make the Old Tide Gay, which was starring Adamo himself. So I'm super excited.
I hope he's in
Adamo
studio so you can have sex with him.
I hope he's in studio.
Me too.
I will just ask you to leave.
I'm not going to leave. I'm going to watch.
Oh, we're going to.
It's going to be like National Geographic. I'm excited about it.
Or it might be like Sarah Palin's Alaska.
Oh, that's another.
That's another little thing
nice
we want to talk about. You like that?
You know why it's going to be like Sarah Palin's Alaska? Because it's going to be like two bears fighting. That's
what
I thought.
That was on Sarah Palin's Alaska. But I actually watched the show because, as everyone knows, I'm a huge Sarah Palin fan. And, you know, Sundays at TLC. So the show premiered last night. It was an hour long. And, I mean, I'm not going to lie. Watching this is exactly what she needs before she runs for president in 2012.
Oh, yeah, totes. Going fishing and watching bears fighting and saying how that's like motherhood?
Yes.
Totally.
But you related to her. When you're watching it, you're going, wow, I can relate to this woman now. Before, you didn't know anything about her. You just knew she was a candidate who had crazy sayings and who had crazy ideas.
That's exactly still what I think.
No.
I think she is crazy pants. I think that she needs to be spend a little time in... I don't know, a psych hospital, a mental hospital, something.
I disagree. I honestly think that this will help her more than it will ever hurt her.
Oh, I don't think it'll hurt her. I still don't ever think that she should have an official title in our governmental system ever. And I think that it is weird that you think she should.
It's not that I think that she should.
Yes, you do.
I know. I'm so blessed as being a Sarah Palin lover. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
But it's funny because she also, everybody knows she's like correspondent for Fox News now.
The best news channel ever.
Oh, it's fair and balanced. And then, it's like I can't even say it with a straight face. But, and it was funny because she was going to do a segment with Fox News. And then she had like her little black pajamas on and then like a red blazer, like the Sarah Palin blazer with the pin on the lapel.
Mm-hmm.
And so she just went and then she did it at her little guest house. Like
and she
just recorded it and like her poor husband Todd is just there like running the board and she has her little mic in the ear and she's listening to Bill O'Reilly talk and they just go back and forth.
Yeah, you're right. She's totally more relatable now that I know that she has a guest house, films little spots for Fox News. Mm-hmm, yeah, but it's the same life. It's like the same exact life that we have.
That's relatable. You can relate to that.
No, I can relate to the fact that she reminds me of the crazy overbearing mothers that come into the restaurant that I work at and I wish I could say goodbye to her like I say to them.
Well, as usual, we will agree to disagree.
Agree to disagree.
To disagree on that. I honestly think it was just such a fun show, and I loved it, and it meant so much to me. And I will watch every Sunday.
I know you will.
I'm so sad it's only an 8-week special. It totally fills my void of Kate Plus 8, because I don't know why they just air Kate Plus 8 like once a year now. It's like weird, but they're just like
because I think the public can only take so much of Kate Gosselin, and so I think that they give it in doses, like radiation treatments. I think it's like you just can only give a little bit at a time, so that it doesn't physically harm you.
Exactly. Wow, that's too much.
Totally. And I have a Hall's cough drop in. I'm sorry if I'm making noise with that, but
that's okay. We're used to you making just noise, girl.
Oh, look at that slam! I will reach over that motherboard. And show you what a mother board really looks like. I don't know. I had nothing.
That's terrible. But we also have breaking news.
We have breaking news.
Which is Michael Jackson's new song that was leaked.
Blows.
Terrible, right?
It sucks.
I mean, listening to it, and I'm like, and I'm just going to say it was me, like we were listening to it, and to me it sounds just like the Bobby Brown song. Like, something.
All the people talking about me.
You know, it sounds just like that song. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it sounds just like My Prerogative. But it's terrible. And like they're saying now that they might have pieced some of the recordings off of an answering machine.
Did they say maybe or they say definitely? They said, we want to cop to this. We definitely pulled some of Michael Jackson off of his answering machine. And that was wrong. And that's morbid.
Well,
and
no, that is they're really never going to admit to that and cop up to it.
Damn. I mean,
say things like
the
that.
Ends people will go to make a damn dollar. It's ridiculous.
More than a dollar. That's $1 million, Bill.
I mean, a million. I mean, I'm not going to say I wouldn't do it if in that position.
I mean, if something ever happens to you, this is me knocking on wood, boo. Every message you ever left me, I'm playing.
For sure. If that gets you $1 million.
I'm just saying.
Oh, I'm going to be jealous if that gets you $1 million.
Anything you do, I'm playing.
But it's funny because Donnie was letting me listen to when we were going through, you know, we have a little meet and greet.
We have an amazing production meeting.
We have an amazing production meeting. And we were listening to the two songs. We were listening to Breaking News.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But we couldn't find that one. So he had me listen to, what is it, Holding My Hand? Hold My Hand. Which Akon is on,
mm-hmm.
And we're sitting there listening to it, and Donnie's like, that doesn't sound like him, does it? And I'm like, actually, no, it does kind of sound like him, and he's like, and I was like, we kept listening to it, and I could see you grooving and your head bobbing,
mm-hmm.
And then I was like, girl, this is good, this is actually good, and you were like, yeah, it is, okay, yeah, but the other one isn't, and then we did finally get a hold of Breaking News, and it was awful. The Breaking News headline is, this sucks, this new song of Michael Jackson's. And he didn't even put it out. He would never have put his name behind it, I bet. Mm-hmm. Ever.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, it's interesting.
I don't think it even sounds like something that he would have put together. I really don't.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it was awful. Breaking News was awful.
It was awful.
But Hold My Hand actually sounded
really
good.
No, it was good.
So I don't know what answering machine they're using for Break My Hand, but that was amazing.
I think he would have put his name behind that, but not definitely. For Breaking News.
All right, well, we want to do the Outspoken Radio calendar. We have a few things coming up.
Ooh.
Tomorrow night, if anybody's in the L.A. area, remember, Is It Just Me? Remember, there'd be Nicholas Downs and J.C. Castellano.
Yeah.
I finally got my DVD in the mail, so holla.
Nice.
But tomorrow night, Tuesday, November 16th, they're having a DVD release party at MJ's in Silver Lake. So if you happen to be in town, you could go to that. Mm-hmm. And also, QTD Speed Dating is back. So everybody remembers all about that.
Oh, I didn't realize that it was back. You know, this is a piece of information that would have been awesome to learn at the production meeting.
Yeah, I forget to mention things that I probably should. But Thursday, November 18th, if you're in Culver City at 7 p.m. at the Bluebird Cafe.
Wait, what day is it? November
18th.
18th.
Thursday.
This Thursday.
Is that this Thursday, Bill?
That's this Thursday, girl.
Oh, my bad. www.q2dspeeddating.com. Go. Check it out.
Fastest way to find out.
Your fastest way to find out.
Your fastest way to find out.
All right. So tonight we have a fun show planned for you guys. Now that we're done talking all about what we talk about.
What we like.
We're here. We're joined by two wonderful people, Mark Cirillo and Joshua Lim from the upcoming movie, The Seminarian. You guys are on now. Are you taking pictures?
We're taking, pictures. I love
it. Photographs. Because there's nobody to see us that we're here. Yeah.
I love it.
You could be at home on the phone.
You could be.
But you're not. We are witnesses. We are witnesses. Welcome. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Yeah. Were you stuck in traffic?
Oh, yeah. I literally just walked in the door. It was really, really bad.
Yeah.
As an actor, I don't actually usually have to be anywhere during rush hour. So.
And then in the times that
you
do.
So you forget how bad it is in Los Angeles.
Travel can be a pain in the butt. And too, like when there's construction, then it just doubles it. And you're like, oh, I have 20 minutes. I can get there. And then you run into construction. You're like, I'll be 45 minutes late.
Yeah. Right. Because otherwise, everywhere in LA only takes 20 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I was nervous coming here because I got stuck on the Moore Park where like the traffic.
You never take that
way. I totally forgot that there was. It just started today.
Like you're silly goose.
This is so exciting for everybody listening.
I know, right?
They love
hearing about our traffic patterns.
They can relate to traffic, right. Being stuck in traffic.
They love our traffic prep.
Oh, and everybody else, Mama Meacham will not be calling in tonight. My mom is at the Lady Antebellum concert. So,
nice.
I'm a little jelly.
Have a good time, Mama Meacham.
I know. I really wanted to go.
I'm offended.
I know.
No, she's not going to call in the day I'm on the show.
I know.
She knew you were going to be on. She's like, yeah, I'm not going to call.
She's seen my work, obviously.
Not a big fan.
She is a fan of Donnie's. She calls in every week. There's been a couple times when we have technical issues, mm-hmm. and then she doesn't get to call. And as soon as we step out of the studio,
she calls.
She's on the phone. She's on the phone. We walk out. She's like, I didn't get a chance to talk to you.
Yeah. And I promised her today because she called me and she's like, so just for Christmas, you need to make me a Mama Meacham t-shirt. And I'm like, oh, God.
I'm glad you just said that because I was starting to think the only way she could reach you was through the radio show.
Yep.
She's like, oh, I missed him.
I missed him.
Darn.
Interesting relationship.
I really love my son only if I'm on air.
P.S. I copy wrote Mama Meacham because I think I came up with that nickname, so you're going to have to pay me to make
those
t-shirts.
First of all, it's my mom.
Okay? It doesn't matter. Copyright is a copyright.
Pretty sure it was my mom's egg. And whatever.
And and it goes no further because you don't know how reproduction works.
I don't know how. Not female reproduction. I don't know how that works.
Anyway,
I know how the men's side. Comes
anyway,
out.
We have two fabulous guests, so we'll direct our attention to
back
this.
To you,
it's so hard to not pay attention to ourselves. We're such egomaniacs.
Obviously.
So we're here to talk about a new movie.
Yeah, The Seminarian.
Awesome. Tell us a little bit about it.
So, first of all, because I saw the movie, what made you come up with the name? <of it? laughs> No, I actually enjoyed it, to be honest. I mean, I would have been honest anyways, but I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Thank you. I'm very glad.
Yes, it was very, I saw a few things that...
You saw a lot of me.
I saw every inch of you, literally.
And not just because I'm in every scene in the movie.
No, I was like, whoa.
A little more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was in your face.
Pants off, dance off.
If Ewan McGregor can do it, I can do it.
Right?
Right.
Anything he can do.
Seriously. I can do better.
Right?
Sorry, Ewan. He's listening.
True. He's one of our big
fans. He told me he'd be listening. Yeah.
He's a big fan of ours.
We're Facebook friends. So. You just offended him. But, so I personally didn't know what seminary school was.
Yeah, we had to talk about it.
She had to explain it to me. And I didn't know the difference between... like a theology
major
and actually being in seminary school. It was like a whole weird thing. So, and I still don't really know the difference. So instead of making me look stupid, I'm sure our listeners, as educated as they are, but a lot of them are from the South. So I'm not going to say much about them.
But there's a lot of religion in the South.
But so explain to me, not to me, well, to me and to them, kind of like a dumbed down version of what like a...
Not a dumbed down version, just a simplistic version. We don't want to call our listeners dumb. Well, Donnie.
Well, I, Mark Cirillo, am dumb. And so I'll say what I know, and then I'm going to pass it to Josh, who actually went to seminary school.
There you go.
But I, coming in as somebody that also did not know a lot about that, was introduced to it through the film. And seminary is when you go to school and you actually have an intent of using theology in whatever career you've chosen.
And what's theology?
The study of religion.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
For our listeners. He was just doing that. He was just asking the question as if he was a listener that didn't know.
At least I have all my teeth. I survived.
Girl, it's a good thing you're pretty.
Okay. And so like Josh, for instance, went to a 4-year school at USC and then decided to go to seminary afterwards to then use everything he learned there to and then apply it to religion. Am I right, Josh? You can
try and correct me. Yeah, pretty spot on. Okay. I train you right.
So basically, but you don't have to. That's good. Sure. That's good. Trained well. But you don't have to have a master's in theology in order to go to seminary, right? You can just go to seminary, and that's kind of like your introduction into, it's kind of like a segue, if you will, a way into the either ministry or priesthood or
so
what
to
have
do,
you.
Does it do with, is it Catholic?
Not all.
Yeah.
Are Catholic. Like the seminary that we went to was sort of all-encompassing. Didn't go to, but I mean shot at.
Okay.
But my specific character, the seminary student in the movie, is evangelical Protestant.
Okay.
And but the majority of the people that go to seminary plan on going into like a career in religion for the most part.
I don't know that much about. My dad had a master's in theology, and my uncle was a Catholic priest, so he went to seminary. Oh. So I know the lingo, but I don't know a ton that goes into it.
What surprised me the most, and I think a lot of people that watch the movie, is that it's really just like any other college campus. I hate to admit this, but I was kind of expecting monks.
Yeah.
I kind of was expecting people in robes and like, but there's people going to seminary that have mohawks, just like into USC.
You know? Did you get fondled by a few priests?
I did, but way before my involvement in the movie.
That had nothing to do with this movie.
I actually was raised Catholic.
There you go.
At 14, I left. Because I'd outgrown them.
No, yeah.
I was too old.
You were too old. Too old. You couldn't pass the communion
no
anymore.
No offense, people, I guess.
Yeah, I don't take offense. My uncle's not a priest anymore. He's married.
Yeah.
They frown upon that.
No, my parents are still very devout Catholic.
Yeah. It's interesting. Religion, the whole topic of religion is very interesting because there's people that are, I was just having a conversation with somebody about this the other day. There are people that are, consider themselves very spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are people that consider themselves very religious. There are people that need kind of the fellowship of church.
Right.
And there are other people that kind of, like, I'm not a big church person.
Yeah.
And I feel like I can, you know.
I feel like my character actually in the movie. I'm sorry, we have to say something. Okay,
interrupt him all you want.
He has his own show. He talks all the time. That my character in the what were we talking about?
that church.
Yeah.
You're gonna
I feel
like productive needs to be said, please.
My character, I feel like, starts to battle with because he's studying religion and is planned, I think, on going into religion, and then starts his own journey and who he is as a person, I think, starts to conflict with the religion that everything he knew was this religion. Like, everything he thought he knew about God and love and faith is now being questioned through his relationship with other men and stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely. When I watched the movie, that's one of the issues that, like, not issues, but one of the big things that stuck with me, and I wrote down a lot about it, was, and I don't know if it was meant out, like, you set out to do that, but, like, the whole religion issue alone, like, it really got me thinking a lot about being religious and, you know, being gay at the same time, and is it possible? And I mean, for me it is. Like, I think that, you know, there's no reason you can't believe in God and, you know, be gay at the same time. I don't go to church because I don't really feel like getting up on Sundays and doing that. But, you know, I still believe in God, and like I think that, you know, God doesn't make mistakes, blah blah. He created us all to be who we are, and he wouldn't create people, you know, he wouldn't create gay people just for other people to, like, ostracize them. You know what I'm saying? He wouldn't do that. And I think, so for me, it sparked up a whole weird, like, inner debate in myself that I was like, wow, just, it got me thinking a lot about religion. And, I mean, did you set out to do that, or was that part of the reason for making the movie, or I don't know.
Joshua is on the
side. Something.
I'm not sure if I set out to answer anybody's questions about their faith and their sexuality. This film is not an apologetic towards that. In fact, it's very unapologetic about being gay and Christian. There's not a lot of... well, there's some questions about it, but that's not the main focus. So I guess what I really try to set out is to explore the idea of love, but told in a homosexual... through a homosexual character. Because love is love regardless. And I've had friends who, through seminary, have accepted their sexuality, and that's amazing. And but the crazy thing is, after you overcome such a big obstacle of your faith and your sexuality, and then you're finally ready to love, then you're faced with a whole new challenge in and of itself, which is really daunting and difficult. So it's almost like a two-step process. So this movie's about the second step.
That's awesome.
That's
very well said.
Right, because the movie opens and my character, Ryan, has already, like, he's accepted he's gay.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He's gay. It, like, starts from the very beginning. But because at some of the screenings, like, that we've had at film festivals, like, a lot of people come in and they're almost, it's almost like they made a different movie in their head of what they thought this movie was going to be.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to lie, when you hear it, I mean, you don't really... When you think the seminarian, and I kind of like, I googled what the seminarian stuff was. Girl.
Donnie's breaking the studio.
But I,
he's literally hitting me.
Yeah.
Right now. I had a different thing in mind too. I don't know what I was expecting. I was pleasantly surprised by what I got. And I think that, you know, it was really well told. And, I did want to ask where you did film it at, because I thought it was a beautiful campus.
We shot in Pasadena at the Fuller Theological Seminary.
Yeah, because it was a beautiful campus, and I was like, wow.
Yeah.
I was like, it seemed really pretty.
Yeah, it is. It's really so beautiful. Yeah.
It's definitely nice when you can shoot at a nice space.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
And it wasn't that far from home.
So that makes it easier, huh?
Yeah.
Right. A little easier to travel to work to them.
Much easier.
But also in... So I'll give a little brief synopsis about what the movie is.
Please do.
So Ryan, who is played by you, Mark, I mean, it says you're closeted, but, I mean, you're only closeted with those around you, kind of.
That's actually really the definition.
But not all those around you.
Not everyone. Like, just, like, your mom and your friend Kelly, and I don't remember her boyfriend, and...
And generally the school at large, my professors, like, it's... But I think that's pretty normal. Like, a lot of actors that are out, like Sean Hayes now, like, everybody was like, oh, he's gay. Well, he'd been out to all of his friends in Hollywood, like, the whole time, you know? But, and that's, I mean, that's still closeted, because he just, he wasn't sort of publicly out. Like, he was,
Yeah.
I guess there's different degrees of closeted.
I'll give that one to you. Yeah. I'll let you have that. I'll let you know, though.
They're sparring, folks. No.
He's hitting me again.
But, and then he's just trying to, and he's trying to write a thesis so he can get into, just so he can get a math. Doesn't ever say, does it say what school you're trying to get into? I don't think it does it?
Yeah.
I don't pay that much attention.
Harvard, Yale.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, Yale, I think, is the one my character says a couple times. Like, I really want to go there, but this thesis is hard. That's not actually my character in the movie. That's exactly how I talk about it. The whole time. Did you get a chance to see the movie?
I saw clips of it. I saw bits. Wasn't able. Donnie hogged it and because of this.
He just showed you.
I tried to set up a date for you.
Showed you my nude scenes.
Exactly. Yeah. He told me about that. I was like, damn. I've been in a Vicodin haze from tooth problems the last week
brush.
And a half.
She doesn't brush.
Do you have any left over? They can't hear me, can they?
No, nobody can hear you. We're whispering. we caught up and we talked about it, and he's actually very informative when it comes to this stuff. Donnie gave me the lowdown.
I'm still gonna watch it.
He still has it.
It's in my bag actually right now.
We're gonna just watch it now, folks.
Yeah, we're gonna watch it.
We're just gonna play
it. Alright, everyone, just sit here and listen as we watch, because we can't play it for you. Right. But just sit here and listen as we watch it.
But you meet a guy named Bradley.
Yes.
Who you go really kind of crazy town on him. Like, it's borderline scary. Like, if I wouldn't, like, if I was Bradley, I would be a little worried too. But because you kind of get so wrapped up in him that it's scary to me watching it. And I'm like, and
but Donahue doesn't have a heart. Also, so
if I had a heart, it'd be breaking right now. But it's like you're because you want so badly. It seems like you want so badly for it to work out and to be in a relationship with him that it's kind of creepy.
Right. No, I agree that when I read the script, even I thought that it seemed to happen really fast, mm-hmm. and for the number of times that they actually
in the gay
meet,
world, it doesn't happen that fast.
Right. But I meant, but
if you were lesbians, you'd have lived together.
Yeah, just roll with it,
bud. All right. So, I mean, yeah.
I'm wrong with that.
But I mean, I think that as for the number of times that they met, actually literally physically met.
It was once, right?
Right. And for the number of times they talk on the phone and stuff, like it seems like he's forming an attachment that to me I thought was a little bit... Yeah, well, I wouldn't say crazy because I don't feel like he's. I feel like Bradley actually comes off a little bit more crazy.
I saw him have a little tantrum into his pillow.
He did have a tantrum into his pillow.
I did see that. I was like, well, that's a little much.
And he was like,
well, yeah, it does get seem like attached to. Yeah, like he really, really wants a relationship. I will say that about Ryan. Like he is. But very adamant about having a relationship. Yeah.
But I think, too, like, I think in terms of... Sorry, Donnie, I'm interrupting you, and I saw your eyes. I think when it comes to, like, in terms of the place that you your character is at in this film, when you're unable to be who you are, you just want, you know, validation. And sometimes that comes in just one person. You're like, okay, I set my sights on this person. If this person loves me, this person likes me, I'm set. I'm fine. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need everybody else to say I'm okay and I'm normal. Right. Or that they'll still love me. So I think that maybe that's where, like, that attachment, instant attachment kind of can come in. And
right, exactly. And also, you'll see in the movie, like, it's not that Ryan couldn't get sex. He could get sex, but I think he really wants a relationship. And he's just having issues finding the person that he wants to have a relationship with that also is looking for a relationship. Because from what I understand in the gay world, not everybody's looking for a relationship. I think men in general just aren't always looking for a relationship.
Right. Yep, yeah. I think that's true.
I couldn't agree more. Single 24 years now. Kind of sad, but we're gonna
some of those years probably not dating years.
1 through 5, Donnie. That's all he's talking about. 1 through 5.
1 through 5. I don't know. 4 years old. I was getting it.
You were getting it.
And on that note,
he was popular.
On that note, we actually are going to take a little break. We'll be right back with more Outspoken Radio.
You woke up in the middle of the sea, 5 leagues down and sharks underneath. You thought you might get away with pinning that one on me. You brought the boat out and you raised the sail. Yeah, you lifted your anchor and now you gotta get home yourself. Gotta row it. You gotta row it home. You gotta row, row, you row it home. Somehow I always bend it till it breaks. I take it far too far, and that's all it takes. But I never said I was the kind of girl who plays it safe. Lifted my anchor and now I gotta get home myself. I gotta row it home. I gotta row it home. I gotta row, 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 row it home.
Row, row it home. 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 Row
so dark and deep. Well, I know you're suffering when the water swirls and you can't see land. You're weighed down by the truth you keep. You can't see that it sets you free. Reach into the heart of this and try to understand. Try to understand. Cause the front page says it's a desperate time, a world at war, a glorified crime. They never mention the choice we made.
You're listening to Outspoken Radio with Donnie and friends, right here on LA Talk Radio.
I'm sorry, I just heard the title of the show, and I was like, wait, I was like, Donnie and Becca. And, no, Donnie and friends.
I don't get a name.
Do you alternate your friends?
No. No. It's just, well, can we say it? It's just, we just can't change it.
Yeah. That's what it is. We can't
it's
like, change it.
It's too much paperwork.
It, no, it is.
It really is. We're stuck with Donnie and friends.
We are. Now. Like, it was, that's what it is. It's just stuck in this. Stuck. But it is Donnie and Becca.
Yes.
I love that, though. They, like, got a little offended for me. I like that.
I thought they were laughing because they look over, I'm just like this, and you're like down on your phone or something. And I think they were looking like
professional things. We're just like, for radio.
Donnie's like playing with his nails. Yeah. And
we're like going on air. Whatever.
And we're just like, da 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 da.
Professional guys. We're professional.
I started talking before, you know.
No, I did
we
too.
We were off air still.
I did too.
We're 4 months professionals here. Can you get off your phone now? We really are on air now.
I'm off my phone.
No, she's making deals left and right over there. We got things working here, guys.
Hello, that was Rosie O'Donnell. Leave me alone. I'm trying to make a Christmas present that you'll never forget. Okay?
I went on the Rosie Cruise once.
What?
That's pretty awesome.
I'm going to ask you to leave.
Donnie's uber jealous, and he doesn't do well with jealousy.
I have this infatuation with Rosie O'Donnell. That's kind of weird. I am in love with this woman. I think
a lot of my friends
wonderful.
Have met her. Yeah. Oh,
lucky for them. Lucky for them.
Do you have any
they
more
say
salt?
She's great.
I have a wound. Yeah, thank you. I'm sure she's wonderful. She's wonderful, but she won't come on this show.
No, she will. Just not yet. She hasn't yet.
Isn't she in Florida or something? Or New York?
She's in New York. Yeah. She does have a house in Florida, though. Yeah. On Star Island.
Well, that's where some of my friends like hung out with her there. And yeah.
See how he knows, like, a lot, and like when he's looking at you right now, you're like,
all
looks
about
really
her.
Creepy.
Right.
It's like, I only have a Sirius XM subscription just so I can listen to Rosie Radio.
And you have that lock of her hair that you wear.
Yes.
In a little,
I'm not
like,
gonna lie, it's in my pocket right now. I wear it in my G string.
Not really. Not really. Kind of not, really. Not really. Not really. Not really. They're like heading for the door. They're getting ready to head for the door.
Yeah.
I remember the first day like her show aired, the Rosie O'Donnell like talk show, because my friend Rebecca and I were like kind of excited. We're like, oh, it's that funny chick from. Like
the Flintstones.
Well, the Flintstones. I was gonna say the baseball movie, but then I couldn't remember.
League of Their Own. Yep.
And I was like, she's really funny. We should, like watch it. But my friend had to run this errand. She was working for some laundry business, and so I was like, well, I really want to see it. And she's like, no, just come with me. Like I get bored in the car, and I was like, I don't want to miss Roselle. We listened to it on the radio. That's how it all ties back to this. I was like, I guess a lot of the public. Radio, like NBC just owns a radio station and they would, play.
Hello, NBC.
They would play just what was on the air, I guess, apparently.
Donnie, get on that. NBC has a radio station.
But now that memory stuck in my head and I actually liked that show a lot.
No, I love this.
She's
I love
fun.
Her
She's
show.
A lot of fun.
And her new show's coming out on Oprah Winfrey Network.
Oh, that's so cool.
And so in September. So it's I have to wait soon. All the way until September. Yeah. But she's going to be out here. I kind of stalk her. It's actually kind of creepy.
Yeah, we've established that.
She's going to be out
we've
here.
We've established
in,
that. Yeah,
she's going to be out here next week because she's going to be on Fran Drescher's talk show. That is.
What you doing down there, Donnie?
I'm going to call up my friend.
Oh, I see.
He just texted me. He said, just IMDb'd Mark. That would be you.
Okay, questions.
Goes, no, it's just not a question. Oh. It's just, I'm going to call him out. Hey, Brian, I know you're listening. I'm calling you out.
Is this?
He goes, I just, Brian Beth.
Oh.
He goes, I just IMDb'd Mark. He's a cutie. And Ulysses Grant's grandson.
Yes. Great. How many? Great grandson. On my mother's side, it's maternal.
You got to milk that for all it's worth.
Do it. Do it. I don't know what you can get right now. Like I've a buffalo? I don't know what you get for that.
I mean,
I've gotten weird Facebook comments and IMDb comments.
I'm related to Elvis Presley. I tell everybody that.
Are you really?
No.
No. I really am.
I'm not really
lying. No, no. But you are a liar, Donnie.
And I can tell Mark people that. They wouldn't believe me.
No. When you tell them no, if you had said yes, Mark would have bought it. Wouldn't you have bought it?
I totally would have bought it.
And you would have told
Joshua would have been like, yeah, totally.
I can sing.
You're from the South? Okay.
I have blue suede shoes on.
If Elvis was alive today, I feel like he would have a similar haircut.
I think so, too. He'd rock it.
I mean, young and alive today.
Young. Yeah.
And he'd be just as skinny from all the crack he did.
He would get onto the crack, I think, for sure.
That's how he died?
That's how you got skinny, right, Donnie?
Hello.
Massive amount.
That and anorexia.
Yep.
To all the anorexics out there, Crest white strips. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, Jesus. And have
Crest
and,
white strips.
And go to Costco and buy diuretics. That's his other...
Stool softeners.
That's diuretics. That's what diuretics are.
Whatever. So back to the seminary in the movie.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. We get
off track. I'm probably gonna get hate mail from the anorexic comics, but I enjoy hate mail. That's what some people don't understand. Is that like
it means they're listening?
Some
it's
radio
attention.
Show are like, oh my god, I'm getting hate mail. I'm like, bring it on, bitches. I love it. I will answer everybody back too. So if you email me, I will answer you back. Like I got into a fight with this guy over via email the other day. He was like emailing me snarky comments, and so I just emailed him back. Rude.
Nice.
I was actually very nicely rude to him.
Basically, so. Donnie has a knife in his bag, so everybody in the studio, be scared.
I will catch
it. I was just wondering, like, I was like, so do you just answer the negative mail, or do you also answer the positive?
Only the negative one. Yeah. If it's positive, I'm like, ew. Obviously, they're not listening to the right
Thank
show.
Thank you. No. But anyway, back
to
you guys.
We'll talk about the movie again.
Back to you guys. We were talking on break about I Love
to Tie
Something
really back. Clever that Becca said. We
no,
gotta make
not,
sure
not
we
something
tell
clever that I said.
That.
Not something clever that I said. Something clever that Mark said.
Oh.
But
uh-oh.
Did you forget it again?
No, I remember.
Okay, good. It was about, like, it was about acceptance and...
Well, and Josh mentioned how much he liked what Becca said. I kind of want to refer to you as what friends said.
Please do. Friend with a capital
You're the only guest that said that. So,
yeah. I appreciate it more than you will ever know.
And I was just adding to that that also the reason, like, Ryan could be more patient with not getting a relationship right away or still wanting a relationship with somebody he's not getting to see a lot of and who's having issues is because he'd been in the closet so long and had sort of like it waiting didn't wasn't really a problem for him.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. As long as he felt it was the right person, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I completely agree. I totally agree.
But and watching the movie, but he missed out on what could have been potentially a wonderful guy, which was his best friend.
Gerald,
who was I guess secretly in love with him until he told him, and then not a secret anymore, but a good guy and somebody who was actually willing to have a good relationship and.
Right. But I think that, and I think that this happens in real life all the time.
Oh,
with
I have
people.
Friends in love with me all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
It's hard.
That's a stretch.
That's so hard.
Exactly what I meant by that. but it happens like where, I think on Ryan's side, they are friends. Mm-hmm. And so he always pictured him as a friend. And then I think it was actually kind of devastating to Ryan when his friend admitted his love for him because he didn't know how to take it. And he felt like he actually, instead of gaining a lover that already knew him and was in love with him, he felt like he was losing a friend because he knew that it was going to be difficult from there on out for them to continue to be friends.
Well, and then it became super awkward because when the whole Ryan and Bradley thing go kaput, like
are
Ryan
you
then,
the movie?
Huh?
I was just gonna say spoiler
are you
alert.
Away
spoiler
the movie?
Alert.
Spoiler. If you're gonna see somebody, please.
Am I not supposed to say that?
Stop listening to us.
Well, I think I know where you're going, and I think that Ryan. One of the reasons I was actually attracted to the part was because Ryan makes a lot of bad decisions in this movie. I think bad decisions, like
just a lot,
but
of bad
like
decisions.
Just a lot of decisions that I would never make. And he actually says a lot of things that me as a person, like I would never say or do, but I understood that sometimes people are just in that place where they just feel like the world's crashing down on them. Mm. They're searching, and like you just take a lot of wrong turns sometimes.
Yes,
and I think he learns a lot from them, but as you always do. But,
yeah.
But I thought it was really interesting that there was a character that did all of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. And it was weird because also like the school was very. It wasn't like the entire school wasn't, I guess, anti-homophobic, but you only saw like a few of like the posters up that was like protect marriage and protect family, blah, blah, blah.
And, there's that blah 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 thing. It came up earlier in the show too. Sorry, girl.
Blah 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 is actually a recurring theme in the movie.
Yeah. Hello, I'm trying to tie it all in. No, and I just think that, and it was weird because he had a friend, Kelly, mm-hmm. who he does come out to eventually, mm-hmm. and she is very kind of like. I mean, she has her beliefs in what she thinks is right, and mm-hmm. I think she even says, like, God created Adam and Eve, and
right.
blah, but she accepts him. I almost said blah, blah.
You almost said I wasn't going to let it go.
But then she accepts him, because somehow, because she just says, but I still love you.
Right.
And I think that, and I think that's a lot of things when it's dealing with people coming out, is I've had a lot of family members who, you know, even when I've come out, they're like, I mean, they've never said, you know, I accept you or whatever. They've just said, I love you still. So right. is it acceptance or is it just toleration?
Well, that's what I was going to say. I was like, don't you feel like sometimes people say that, well, we love you, mm-hmm. but we're still judging you and don't approve of you.
Like, it's just so sad because yeah. I just feel like it's not unconditional.
You leave
out that unconditional part of love, which right. is so important.
Right.
Because when you start to put conditions on things, especially something like love, and you start to qualify right. what that is, then... I think as a person, you kind of maybe even start to change yourself, because that's when you get into an insecurity issue, because mm-hmm. you start to say, well, how will someone give me unconditional love? What do I right. have to do to myself to make someone love me and not, you know, and leave the judgment out of it?
Right.
Well, maybe to do a little theology.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, please.
Please, Josh. Educate us.
I'm sure for most Christians who see gay people as sinful and participating mm-hmm. in homosexual activities, to them, I'm sure to love, despite knowing that the person is committing sins, it's the ultimate love to them. So,
is
to them. Well, that's theology. Like, you can justify anything.
I was just gonna say. I was like, so basically, you're making it sound like, oh, I'm actually even better than I thought I was because I love somebody that's bad and wrong.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Like, I've risen above it.
But I mean, but I think that it's interesting. That's an interesting point, because I think a lot of people that are devout in their faith probably they feel like, oh, I'm giving them a pass. You know, like right. I love them yeah. so much that even though I don't agree with it, I will love them in spite of this awful thing that they're doing,
which is so like high horsey.
Yeah.
Like,
it uh-huh. just seems no, like, it is. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah,
still just mental,
kind of gross.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't.
I love it. Josh. Like, but that's religion.
But that is.
It is. It's a little high horsey.
I mean, I'm, a little. Like, yeah. We all judge a little.
A little, just a little.
I mean, I'm one of the most judgmental Christians we know. Uh-huh. Sure. So I wouldn't be a Christian if I wasn't judgmental.
It's true. That's true.
Do you consider yourself Christian? I know you that's said you don't go to church anymore.
I consider myself a Christian.
Which, what were you raised?
I was raised.
Any
none of my family went to church
really?
Besides me.
Okay.
I went to a Church of Christ.
Okay.
You know, they do snakes and tongues and all that shit. I don't speak in tongues.
Oh.
Personally.
Right.
Yeah, you do. I've heard
I
you.
I do weird things
cocktail.
With my tongue, but not speaking in tongues.
Wow.
So, but no, it's like even a lot of them who are very Christian and they don't believe in... Like, they don't believe in homosexuality, even though it is true, because case right. in point, I'm here.
Right. And it's been here since the beginning
Hello.
Of time. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
Since forever.
But me and God have a good, I mean, I sleep naked at night, so that's not for myself.
Oh, dear. I'm sure he appreciates it.
God, he's laughing. He's laughing. He's just like, oh, Donnie, I can't wait till you get to these gates.
He, she is laughing.
Yeah, he, she's laughing.
I don't know if I'm being loud in the gates.
You will.
Because none of my friends will be there.
That's true.
So,
that's true.
No, that's so bad. I'm going for broke this game.
Yeah.
I don't even know if we'll be back next week.
You will.
No, we'll be back. We'll be here. Trust us. 7 p.m.
If you're getting hate mail, people are listening, so you'll be fine.
Exactly.
It's the best, right?
And that's all they care about.
If this broadcast made you mad, folks, pass it on to your friends.
Yeah.
And exactly. Just let them get as mad
if
as you.
If you're offended, let your mom listen.
Let your mom listen.
Because... I'm trying to offend her too.
What I'm curious, where can people see the seminary?
That is a very good question.
I try.
Because we really, I mean, we only finished it, was it like 2-3 months ago? He finished post-production on it. And right as soon as we finished, it was it premiered at the Rhode Island International Film Festival. So it's been doing the film festival circuit. Like, we went to Seattle and Montreal, and apparently it played in Romania. But
awesome.
I heard it was huge in Romania.
Right. Yeah. And that was the only one Number I couldn't one. Attend. Yeah, that was the only one I couldn't attend. Aww. I heard that's where I have the most
did
fans.
You have to cut nice. Out, did you have to cut out any scenes for it to premiere at the film festivals, or did they see every
No, most,
of them as
most
well?
Most film festivals, yeah.
They allow that?
Only allow uncensored movies.
Oh, really?
Most, yeah, I would think they actually encourage it for the most part. Yeah,
we never know. I mean,
yeah.
You would be disqualified for a lot of festivals if you had to censor a movie.
Right.
But to answer your question, it's definitely coming out on DVD next year.
Awesome.
We're meeting with a lot of distributors right now, which has been really cool that a lot of them have taken a lot of interest. Yeah.
Well, that's good that you... Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I'm cutting you off now. Well, I'm so sorry.
Well, it was just... good because I guess the film festivals, like our showings there, have gone really, really well.
That's
We've
good.
Pretty much sold out at all of them. And over... Like, Seattle was insane. It was like they... filled up their theater and started adding folding chairs, and then
That's
they
awesome.
Ran, and then they realized more people kept coming and kept yeah. coming, so they opened up the theater next door because it was like a
oh, wow.
duplex. It only had two theaters in the whole thing, but they weren't using the other screen for this film festival at the time. There was nothing opposite us, so then they opened up that screen. We had sent them 2 DVDs, so they had both
oh,
or
wow.
HD DVDs, whatever they are, and Blu-rays. There you go. And we just lost our sponsorship from Blu-ray. And so they filled up that theater, the second theater, started putting folding chairs in there, and then they ran out of folding chairs and had
wow.
to start sending people away.
What?
So I was like, that was kind of huge.
At least they tried to accommodate really, as really much as they could. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. It's really awesome for you too, as an actor, to be involved in the process of trying to, you know, develop the movie and get it to, you know, its final state. I think that's really
right.
cool, because most actors don't get that chance, that
right.
opportunity. They
yeah.
just do the work and then they're done with it.
I might say I've had a little bit too much of a hand in the PR and publicity. And not really getting paid for it. No, it's been actually really, really great. Like, I love it. And it's been really, really fun. And the great thing about film festivals is that everybody's so accessible. Like, all the filmmakers, all the actors, like, people that like the movie or don't like the movie, like, can come right up to us and talk about it and have questions. And that's really cool.
Has there been one question that you've gotten a lot from people who have seen the movie?
What's the inspiration?
Is that
yeah.
What well, did what, you have that? You went to theology school, seminary. Did you have that, any type of experience? Is any of it based on your experiences there? Are you allowed to say?
It's a work of fiction, narrative.
Okay.
We're just laughing because Josh got asked that question at the premiere, like in the Rhode Island International Film Festival.
Well, great minds think alike.
Mm-hmm. And he, it was by a crazy person in the audience.
Oh.
And,
okay, see, no sooner
great
had you spoken. No sooner had you spoken.
No, it was, from what I could tell, it was a totally normal person. I don't know. But yeah, they asked that, and it was Josh that was the crazy person who couldn't answer the question. He just sort of paused and stumbled, and then and we just told him that he really needs to come up with a stock answer for
Shut.
That, which
that's good.
Apparently he still hasn't done.
Well, he just said fiction.
Yeah, it was like a fiction.
Yeah.
It was a narrative.
Yeah, but he did go to seminary school, so obviously he's writing from experience. I mean, from seminary. Like, I mean, there's something. You wouldn't have written about a seminary school probably if you hadn't gone there. Wouldn't you agree?
it's hard to talk about inspiration because it's such a mysterious thing.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know why certain ideas come to you. Mm-hmm. I had been working on a few scripts, and then I thought about this story and it kind of stuck with me. So it's really difficult to really quantify something that's
right.
So mysterious, just like God.
See, I think that's actually
a great answer.
Yeah, I love that answer.
We're breaking you down
Island?
Here. We're breaking
yeah,
you down.
That's what we do. That's what this show
you,
does.
Yeah, we want to make you cry.
Exactly.
Thank
we're
you
not
guys.
Happy unless there's tears.
No, but that was a good answer.
That was a really good answer.
It was really good.
Well,
and now we'll have it on tape.
Yep, yeah, exactly.
See?
Rehearse
you
it
can listen to it
rehearse
it.
You can tell everybody. All right, well, our time here has commenced. Our show is over.
I know, can you believe that?
50 minutes. Well,
it
went
quick. That was a lot of fun.
You can't go into overtime.
I know. I wish.
There's a show after us that's going to kick our butts. If we go over.
I'm going to actually just go join that show.
Oh, just go, hey, guys, can I join you? What's the website that people can go to find out the seminary?
Is MarkCirillo.com. Oh, you mean about the movie? I think it's theseminarianmovie.com.
It is. Right?
Theseminarianmovie.com.
Yes. And that's on the website, our website. There's a link to it. Just click on theseminarianmovie.com, and it will direct you straight to the website. It gives you a synopsis.
Please go to our Facebook fan page. That would actually be really great. Regardless of whether you've seen the movie, not seen the movie, didn't like the movie, just say you liked it.
Yeah, thank you. Do it. Hello. Right. Do it, people out there.
People friend request me all the time.
Same with my own fan page.
Yeah. There you go.
All righty. Well, we want to thank Mark and Joshua for coming in and joining with us. We very much appreciate it. We hope you guys had a good time.
Thank you for having us. That was really fun.
It was our pleasure.
I'm sure it was. And come back anytime you guys would like. We'd be happy to have you.
Great, thank you.
And don't forget, check out the website, outspokenradio.net.
Once again,
I worked on it forever.
A lot.
So I hope everyone likes it. And that's it. I was going to say something inspirational, but I don't have anything.
Nothing.
So this is Outspoken Radio. I am Donnie Meacham.
And I'm Rebecca Tripp.
And once I can push the button, we are signing out.
You're listening to Outspoken Radio with Donnie and friends right here on LA Talk Radio.